This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trace Thompson having maybe the best spring training of any player in all of baseball, 6 home runs right now. But it was obviously a long road. We've talked to Trace for the podcast earlier this spring, and we know 9 organizations. This is 9th organization trying to make the team as a non-roster invitee. All of that. We know the story of Trace Thompson, but sometimes you don't know the whole story until you happen upon a conversation that really reminded both parties or all parties about how important some lessons are, maybe even years ago. And that was the case when I happened upon the conversation between Johnny Gomes and Trace Thompson. Johnny Gomes, obviously former MLB player. We know him as just winning World Series all over the place. But also, he was an outfield instructor for the Arizona Diamondbacks way back in about 2019, 2020. And a guy that just happened to be there was Trace Thompson. So those guys, they were reunited the other day. And I was privy to their conversation about how important that time was for Trace, how important that time really was for Johnny, who was just coming off of being an active major league player. All of that. So we had to do a podcast. We had to do it. And it was a powerful one. It was a one where you just are just reminded of sometimes moments in a career can really, really take root and really pay off years down the road. That seems to be what's happening with Trace Thompson. You're going to want to listen to this one. It's good. It's a good, good one. Trace Thompson, Johnny Gomes. I appreciate everybody at BB Isn't Boring. At BB Isn't Boring for all the support, all the listening, all the subscribing, all the understanding, all the loving, all of it. At BB Isn't Boring. Producer Evan's doing an outstanding job as well. All right, we're trucking through spring training. We'll get to more of the what's going on in all of baseball. But I want to give you this, start the day right, with a great conversation and a great reminder. Johnny Gomes, Trace Thompson.
There's no two human beings I'd rather be talking to right now.
Yes.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Johnny Gomes, Trace Thompson. Thank you both. And so I was walking by you guys, and you were talking. You clearly know each other. All right, Johnny, first remembrances of the guy sitting next to you.
Well, I mean, he's been around for a long time, right? And he's wore a lot of uniforms. Always a big fan of him. You know, those big long strides in center. Big human being. Huge power. And then he comes over to the D-backs where I was doing player development. And, man, it's always a breath of fresh air when the guy that you hope is awesome is even better of a human being. And I tell you what, baseball—it's hard to be a good human being, right? It's a game of—it's a game of failure, yeah. Right? Results driven.
It's also a lot of time being around each other too.
That's right, yeah. Right. So, but yeah, I mean, that was a couple years to, or one
a year in the next spring.
Yeah, and then COVID got us real tight. COVID got us real tight. So yeah, over there.
So Trace, tell me about the first time you came across Johnny, and you knew of him. I was
of course. I know his entire career coming up with the Devil Rays, and him bouncing around for teams and seemingly winning everywhere he went, which is no surprise. It kind of speaks to who he is.
All he does is win.
I mean. It's pretty evident, but I remember I actually have a bloop hit. One of my like cheapest hits ever in the big leagues was like a fly ball to second base, and Ben Zobrist kind of misplayed it, dove for it, gave me a hit, and Johnny's the one that fielded it. When I made my debut, Johnny was in Kansas City, and so I've always admired his career from afar, and I mean, what he's done in his career speaks for itself. But then getting to know him in 2020 and that's a tough year for an older guy that won in the big leagues. He was amazing for me. The whole staff there was, but specifically him. I knew I could always bounce whatever I had off him. And we had a bunch of young guys as well, and I feel like we just had a really good rapport. But me and Johnny, our relationship has developed. We've kept in touch since then. He's always followed. Whenever I do anything good, he's always texting me. So I appreciate that. He's a great dude and one of my favorites in the game.
Hey, Johnny, you were telling me a little bit about that year, the impact that Trace had. If you could just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so going through COVID was tough. And the thing is, no one from the players or the coach had, like, a blueprint or an instruction manual for what to do in COVID. I was worst case scenario. I thought it was just going to be bad for these kids. They're bottled up. You know, you don't get to play ball. We're playing like 4-on-4 stuff. Coaches are getting at bats. I didn't think a good scenario. But having this guy around a young Corbin Carroll and Al Thomas and a Jake McCarthy and all those guys, I mean, you go to that clubhouse and you bring up this guy's name, I mean, he's the holy grail over there. And it was so hard to be a professional during that time, and I totally got when people, you know, got a little fed up with it. But not only did this dude have a huge impact on the whole Arizona Diamondbacks outfield, but he nailed it as well. I mean, it was awesome to be around.
I mean, Trace, like, you aren't that old at that point, right? I mean, it's
in hindsight, I didn't have as much gray hair as I do now.
It helped. But it's, you know, it takes someone. You're probably about 27 around.
I was 29, I believe.
Okay.
28 or 29.
Okay, but still, you're saying, hey, listen, I'm here. I want to make my mark. I want to do my thing. But to prioritize also to, like, hey, I'm going to help these, because you probably saw how talented they were too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was as evident. You know, like Johnny said, I've been around, bounced a lot of teams. I've seen certain groups of young prospects, and that was those guys. To see them a few years later get to the World Series, not a surprise to me at all. Yeah, I mean, my journey, not to go on a rabbit hole, but my journey, I feel like I had bitter moments just like everyone in this game. And that opportunity with the Diamondbacks and with those guys, it was kind of like a last straw. I didn't sign until like the first day of February, last day of January. Almost similar to here. You know, I just got out here not even, you know, less than a month ago. So I was just really grateful and appreciative of the opportunity. I played really well in regular spring training. And so I just looked at it as an opportunity. Yeah, it sucked to be at the alternate site and feel like you're playing instructs as a 28, 29-year-old. But I truthfully feel like I got better. And even deeper than that, I developed relationships like this, and relationships with other staff guys, and relationships with Corbin Carroll. And I've known Alec Thomas since he was 10 or 12 years old. Geraldo Perdomo, you know, Joe Mantiply, who's one of my closest friends in the game, who then ended up, you know, he was at the alternate site. Same thing with me, grinding, you know, bounced around. You know, he has a Major League All-Star on his resume now, and a super important part of that franchise now. So, you know, you develop relationships in this game, and you realize those are the things that really last. And I truly tried to treat every day to get better, just like I do now. And, you know, it was definitely a long summer, but I look back on it, and it was interesting times, but I have good memories from those times as well.
You know, and to talk about talking ball, right?
Yeah.
I always... Johnny, congratulations. I'm going to lift you up right now, okay? Not only you have a record, most hits off the catwalk at Tropicana Field will now never be broken.
Ever.
Unless they put a roof on it. I don't think it's happened. Congratulations. It's locked in. But in 2013, you guys came here, and I remember you saying in spring training, that's where sort of the vibe was established. You guys were talking baseball constantly. Yeah. You had a lot of new guys, but you were in the cage talking baseball. Rossi, Victorino, Napoli, all these guys who were new, but it was just a different dynamic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, I always use that. And Trace, I think that like this is sort of the vibe here a little bit.
This is the most, like I said, bounced around a lot. This is the most sense of urgency group I've been with in a super long time. I've been extremely impressed. I think Jaren Duran really kind of sets the tone. You see him first at bat of the game, he'll hit a pop up and he's standing on second base, regardless if it's a double or if it's a flyout. So, it's been pretty impressive to be here. I'm not surprised because, I mean, there's a lot of talent and a lot of good guys that have good reputations in this game. And then you kind of see how everyone goes about their work and the leaders on this team, like JD and like Trevor Story and Rob Refsnyder and guys that have been around. They kind of set the tone, so it's been pretty impressive.
How important was that, Johnny, looking back at that? I know you were a big part of it, but how important was that and is that?
Yeah, it's so funny. I always talk about the people that say spring training doesn't matter or like the last place teams, right? I mean, spring training matters, right? It does. And when you get guys playing, whether it's 4, 5, 7 innings and at the end the whole time, yeah, that's your opportunity to build like your team chemistry and your culture. Like things will happen in spring training that 100% will happen in the year, right? You'll see a lot of walk-offs in spring. You'll see a team get like first to third. You'll see sack, just something happen, hit by pitches. It doesn't matter. You create this kind of weird culture that will carry over, but if spring doesn't matter, you don't have the opportunity to make that culture and you try and find it the first month or two in the season and then you're a month or two behind. So the win-loss record, all the teams that I've been on that have won have also won
really?
In spring.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
I always said this. I always thought it was how you were playing, especially at the end of spring training. And I don't know if you guys agree with that or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's injuries and stuff, and it's hard. I mean, at times I'd be biased, like, did we win the first 5 innings, right? Because then the other guys come in. So, I mean, that's important, right? I mean, if the games didn't matter, we wouldn't play them, right? We'd just bang the whole thing. But, yeah, spring matters, and, you know, you got guys like this that got to show up every day and grind to make the team. So, yeah, I'm a believer that, you know, spring matters.
But so Trace, like you said, I that really sticks out. Sort of, this is the
urgency.
Most,
that's
the
a
most
good word.
Urgent team that you've been around.
Yeah.
And does that? You've obviously had one of the best to this point, as we sit here, one of the best springs of anybody in baseball. But does that help you? Like, in other words, does that mentality help you? I know that you are coming in here. I have to put my best foot forward. But does that help you?
I think it has a lot more of, like, a team dynamic then, as opposed to spring training. Everyone's just trying themselves to feel good. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like you're just contributing to winning a game.
Or
at least that's how I felt. I felt a part of a team. So, and trying to string together quality at bats through a lineup, almost like, you know, you're in the regular season trying to win a baseball game. So, I think any time that you can put execution and helping the team win over yourself, I feel like that really kind of helps. For me personally, that helps me play better. I feel like your numbers kind of take care of themselves. So just come out here and trying to have a quality day and trying to play clean baseball, not necessarily trying to have the best day yourself, but trying to just play clean baseball and help the Boston Red Sox win just a spring training game, I think is important. And like Johnny says, if you can do this now, and I always heard Derek Jeter say this, he treated every game the same, playoffs, regular season, spring training, every game was the same. So if you can do this now in spring training in March, it's super, if you can focus in the sixth inning when a minor leaguer's coming on the mound, you know, spring training, it's pretty easy to focus, you know, late in the
season. That's pretty good. Like, that's a fact, right?
Yeah.
If you cannot give away, you know, for as a hitter, giving away at bats, it's inevitable. You're going to give away some, but the less you can, that's usually when you have your better years. And if you can do that, if you can really start that process in spring training, where it's very easy to give away at bats, and you know, trying to find your timing and everything, but it's very easy to give them away. If you can really focus on those little things, I feel like it's easy to you know, practice and create really good habits, especially here throughout the season.
You know, there's players, and Johnny, you were one of them. If you just say, listen, you give this guy a chance,
yeah,
you're going to produce.
Yeah.
I said that about you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. You're right.
I was right. My senses are keen.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about Trace. Like, this is, we're seeing this now. And, but you saw that early on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit biased to the Red Sox. Obviously, you get a ring, you become biased to that ball club. And, you know, I keep an eye on the free agency and all this stuff. And right when he signed here, I was like, yes. For one, I mean, Sox Nation, they're going to love this dude, right? I mean, this guy puts it all on the field. He'll play anywhere. He'll bat anywhere. And who doesn't like the long ball, right? And I'm talking long as
hell. By the way,
hell.
Trace, did we ever get a measurement on the one in Bradenton? No?
I don't know.
Well,
anyway. As long as it goes over, doesn't
it's humble count? Pie over here, right? It's humble pie. Yeah,
it's like 800 feet.
I'll take the over.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry,
but yeah, I mean, seeing him sign here, it takes a unique player. I've seen a lot of guys come here, grinders succeed, and I've seen a lot of people get buried, you know, here as well. Sox Nation's going to love this guy. Like I said, playing all three. You know, I think it's just really big if you can get a center fielder to play right at Fenway, which this guy can do 100%, and he can change the score. I love dudes that have the opportunity to change the score at 1-9 at any given point off the bench or whatever. So, yeah. This
was there a spring training where you came in and you're like, I feel like I'm gonna have a good month and a half for you? Or?
To be honest, it was everyone. I'm not going to lie. Like, I had to come in ready. I had to grind. Yeah. I played 13 years and I had 12 1-year deals. So, I mean, I had.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's facts, buddy.
Yeah. Another record.
Yeah, another record. Not the one you want to have. Yeah. But, I had to come in ready. And another outlier for this dude, it should be, like, praised a lot. It's really hard for a vet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
30-plus-year-old who's bounced around to have a good spring. Because it's like, here we go through the motions. I have a great spring, and then this happens, and they bring the prospect up. So you don't see a lot of, like, vets, right, have, like, really good springs. It's always the prospect talk. Mm-hmm. When you see a guy like that, should be praised. It's hard to do.
Trace, this is a cliche question, but sort of the evolution of you. You come to this camp, you've done really well. Sometimes you tweak this or tweak that. And I talked to you very early on. I mean, right. You were here today. Right. But since you've been here, has there been anything that you did tweak, or maybe something that has really worked well for you that has allowed you to succeed?
I think, first of all, I feel like I just have a different perspective. You know, I've been through a lot in my career, and And number one, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to compete. You know, sometimes in this game, you think you're owed things. You're not owed anything in this game. And so I'm just grateful for that. So I feel like my perspective going into spring and this season, I feel like I've just been in a good place mentally. But yeah, there's certainly been things I needed to clean up for sure. You know, I had two terrible seasons back to back, and even in 22, I had a decent year, but I felt like I could have been way better. And so, you know, I had stuff to work on, and I feel like I got to work pretty early. And when I got here, meeting with AC and Pete and all the hitting guys, and I have, you know, Colin Hetzler, who's here, who's going to be in AAA. Mm-hmm. I had him last year with Syracuse in AAA, and me and him have a really good relationship, so having him here helps a lot. But there's definitely a lot of things that I've worked on. But at the end of the day, you know, my meeting with AC, he pretty much told me straight up, he's like, hey, man, when you're on time, you can do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And as simple as that is, you watch a major league game, and you see a lot of guys that are late on the fastball. And these guys now have such elite stuff and such elite fastballs that you're not even really giving yourself a chance. So a lot of my work is just trying to be as early as possible and being able to execute. You know, I remember Johnny telling me things in 2020 that I'm still to this day working on, mm-hmm. and being more direct to the baseball, because I know if I'm direct and consistent, I don't think for me it's been a lack of opportunities. I think it's just been a lack of consistency. Mm-hmm. I've just showed shreds of consistency. I've forced my way into playing and having significant roles on some good teams. So for me, it's just about finding that and trying to build on that, and it really starts in the cage with these guys. And like I said, Pete and all those guys have been awesome with me, and my process, I feel like, is pretty good right now, and just trying to keep it rolling.
You guys share a lot of mindset. I can tell that. What you don't share is the way that you get to a baseball, the outfield.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, Johnny would get there.
It'd be like a joystick.
It was like,
yeah, but now it's an out.
There's still dents in the wall.
Yeah.
Remember, so Trace, this is one of the things that one of my favorite stories I ever wrote. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He ran into the wall. I mean, like, crushed the wall. And so I forget how I actually phrased it, but I said, "Have you ever died?" He's like, "I've almost died five times." Five times.
Yeah.
And you rattled them off five times. It went semi-viral. The five ways that Johnny Gomes almost died.
Yeah. So running into the wall was
no big deal.
No big deal.
But Trace, I was talking about, like, to Johnny about how when I watch you field, I'm not compared to Jackie Bradley, but your gait reminds me of Jackie, of like how you sort of glide after the ball.
Right.
Like, there's not a lot of urgency in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Have you always been that way? Or
yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is my genetics and my build. And, you know, my dad is 6'10 with 20% torso, and I'm kind of the same. I'm just 6'3, so people think I'm 6'5, 6'6. I'm deceptively short, is what I say. I'm only 6'3, but yeah, I've always kind of had those long strides. I was a chubbier kid, and then when I got to high school, kind of stretched out a little bit. But I had two guys in particular with the White Sox that were huge for me, Daryl Boston,
mm-hmm.
and then Devon White. And Devo, if you ask anybody of that era, everyone says Devon White was the best ever. And so Devo was huge for me, and kind of someone I could really relate to, really helped me steal bases as well. But to give, you know, Doug Sisson credit, who was a guy I had once Daryl Boston went to the major leagues, and, you know, then bouncing around all these teams, I've had so many good guys. And Kyle Hudson I had with Cleveland, mm-hmm. he's awesome. But, you know, Johnny was a great... You talk about early work and all of our outfield drills. He was great for us.
You were a good outfielder.
He was an amazing outfield coordinator and coach.
Yeah.
So you go ask. There's no reason, or there's no mistake why Arizona has one of the best defensive outfields in baseball, with Jake McCarthy and Alec Thomas and Corbin Carroll. I mean, they're all of them are rabbits, yes, but they're all really good outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it stems from this guy. They all came up with this guy, and he kind of was the foundation for them. So, but yeah, I've had so many good guys that have helped me throughout my career, but I've always been a strider, and so that's why I don't.
I'm not going to lie. I love both of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, also when you were running in a bench clearing brawl, you were not gliding either. No. So yeah. But it's just I really enjoyed watching that, because again, Jack, for me, it was sort of like Jackie Bradley.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.